much. I have I spoke with Emergency Management Mike White yesterday, and I'm getting calls. I'm sure you are, as well as other commissioners are getting calls. And I just think it's time to put a chronological type discussion about who's in charge of the pandemic for as Jefferson County is concerned, who all's involved, how many vaccines we're having, what the public should do. Now, Mike did tell me that they're going, you know, the public can call their healthcare professional, the public. But as far as the county employees, as far as, you know, staff and everybody, I just think it's time that we put it on the record of what's expected of them, especially with the outbreak being as bad as it is and continuing to be so. If the medical doctors are in, you know, I know they're communicating with us on a county level, but as far as receiving the vaccines, where they're located, how many are here, the anticipation of when more are coming, and, you know, the timeline. So whoever has that information, that's what I ask about.
The fluid situation, I will tell you that during the last week and a half, he's been our go-between with the Department of State Health.
Judge, two other quick things. I think it needs to be a discussion with the doctors and about the new subject matter is, okay, if you take the first shot, instead of having the second shot just sitting, waiting for the person to come back 3 weeks later, we just give those shots out and then as they come in, give the second shot. I think that's a discussion that needs to be had by you and doctors, emergency management, as well as Dr. Edie or whoever's in charge of doctors notifying the public if we get any new strand contamination, the new strand where it affects you in 3 days and spread wider. I think, I know the health authorities are probably watching that, but I think we need to be notified, yourself and the court, emergency management, as soon as we identify one of those cases, possibly being in Jefferson County, it's going to change the ball game, I think.
And Judge, while we bring this to the attention, there's some people in our community that are frightened. They are frightened. They have a reason to be frightened. So we have to comfort them.
Yeah. And there's a lot
like
of people.
I'd like to say that we're going to have, we have 255,000 people in Jefferson County. I'd like to say that we're going to have 255,000 doses next week, and that's just, it's not going to happen. Right. We're going to have to make do with whatever we're given, but we are constantly calling and asking for more doses. I mean, we are. We're constantly in contact with them saying, you know, we're one of the counties in Texas, one of about 14 counties in Texas is experiencing the greatest number of new infections and spread per capita, and so we will continue to make that case to our legislators and senators and the Department of State Health Service, and I can promise you that.
Right, and Judge, I know it's not mandatory, but I don't know if it's illegal or carrying yourself and Kathleen probably would. I also would like to know the county employees that are refusing to take it. Not mandatory. I know it's not mandatory, but I think it's going to make a difference on how we approach this thing also. I've heard that some people are saying they're not going to take it. It may be a private matter that's HIPAA protected. I don't know, but I just think we need to know that confidentially, if it's possible, or whatever. But I have heard several employees say they're not going
to
take it.
We'll have to have a conversation with legal counsel.
Right, right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Judge.
Hey, good morning.